Game 3 of the NLCS. The scene shifts to the Windy City and Wrigley Field for Game 3 with the Dodgers leading the Cubs 2-0. We pick up the action, 1-0 Cubs in the second. Andre Ethier facing Kyle Hendricks.
And now Hendricks back to work, and Andre Ethier sends one deep to right. This is way back, and goodbye! Andre Ethier hits one off his name on the scoreboard in right. And just like that, we're all tied at one. Taylor into center field, hits that one well. That is back, and that one is long gone. Chris Taylor, his second home run in this NLCS, and the Dodgers have the lead 2-1 as Taylor launches one to center. So runner still at second, one away. Taylor lines one fair, just inside the line, down into the corner it goes. Coming in to score is Peterson. Taylor thinking about third. He's on his way. Throw to third. The tag. He is safe. And we're going back to, in Darvish's case, Little League tactics to try to get a ball. And that's ball four. And Darvish with an RBI the easy way. Watch four go by. Had never had an at-bat or a plate appearance with the bases loaded. And he has an RBI in the postseason. As Edwards walks a run in, it's 4-1. On the ground, right to Taylor. He'll go to the bag himself, and a double play for Darvish. A swing and a miss, and Darvish strikes out Addison Russell to start the seventh. Gives Dave Roberts the perfect opportunity to take him out. He salutes the home plate umpire, a look to the heavens, and Yu Darvish, acquired by the Dodgers at the trade deadline for starts like this in the postseason, and he has delivered twice.
The Dodgers stay perfect in the postseason, taking out the Cubs in Game 3 to take a 3-0 series lead. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
The story of the night, obviously, is Yu Darvish, and after that first homer that he gave up on the cutter that backed up, he was dominant. He just had that rhythm, that the poise, and didn't allow a whole lot of hard contact, and he put us in a great spot, and we just fed off him tonight. He's one of those top of the end rotation guys, and so when you're talking about trying to win 11 games in October, you need that front end pitching, and that start against Arizona and tonight, this is why you trade for guys like that. Very happy for him. And the game honors you. And a guy like Andre, who's done it the right way for such a long time and repeatedly said he just wants to be a part of this and to prepare every single day like he's going to play. And when that opportunity presented itself, he was ready. And for him to come through and perform and pick us up the way he did is no surprise. And it's just a credit to his professionalism. He's a tireless worker. He's got a great head. He competes. And now you take that swing chain, and he's an impact player. And to be able to start him in center field the first couple games and then to start him at short and to get on base, to slug, drive runs in, catch the baseball, he's a huge asset for us.
Chris Taylor becomes the first player in postseason history to homer as a center fielder and a shortstop in the same playoff season. He talked after the game.
There's one out. I thought it was worth the risk to get to third. I know it's trouble over there in the Ivy, so I just ran hard and kept going. Yeah, definitely played a part. Some of those pop-ups for sure. It was going all over the place, but it kind of went right with our approach. We wanted to get the ball in the air. Hendricks got a good sinker, so just tried to lift him. Yeah, he did a great job. Just the more of what we expect from him. He pounded the zone, worked all his pitches, kept him off balance, and he's unbelievable. I don't know, the guy. I guess he had trouble finding his fastball. You just kind of messed with him, showing the bunt. I think he knew he wasn't going to swing, but he just couldn't get on top of it. Yeah, it's real high. One game at a time. Every day we come in, try to get a win that day, not worry about yesterday or the next game after. Just take it one game at a time.
Andre Ethier with his fifth career postseason home run. He spoke after.
Definitely confident. I mean, the way we've been playing, the way we've been pitching and hitting clutch situations, and doing all the little things to get there. I think everybody's, obviously feeling pretty good.
What makes this bullpen so leading up to him?
Yeah, I think everybody's just been attacking. I mean, that's the number one thing. You can't give them free passes, and guys are just been going out and executing pitches, really. I think everybody's been keeping their emotions pretty well under control. I know that was a big focus for me coming in. It's my first postseason, and trying to keep your heart rate down and just kind of go pitch by pitch and not worry about, you know, what the situation is or anything like that. I think everybody's done a really good job of that. Yeah, I mean, I think we just got guys that have naturally riding fastballs like that, and you know, we mix up our locations, and you can't always sit on one thing. I think we have a lot of people that, like I just said, execute pitches really well. So when we want to go up, we're not trying to go too high. We're trying to, you know, throw to a spot every time, and then, like I said, just keep mixing it up.
The Dodgers bullpen has now gone 16 and two-thirds straight innings without allowing a run. Closer Kenley Jansen talked afterwards.
Well, we're not getting excited over there. I mean, we've been talking about this the whole year. We're talking about, you know, try to win a championship. We know how hard it is, and you know, our focus is on the main goal. So we can't worry about being excited or all that. We just gotta put all that on the side and continue to keep playing a good baseball. And like I said, come to the ballpark and try to win tomorrow. Expect to win tomorrow. I just want to pick strip up and over there on that situation. I just want to keep the guys on base and, you know, pick my teammate out. That's what we've been doing the whole year. You know, they be picking me up. They, you know, we all be picking each other up. So, you know, in this situation, I just want to pick him up there.
The Dodgers look to close out the Cubs on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Alex Wood on the Hill.